Welcome back to another episode of Study Break. I'm your host, Anal, and today we are joined by
Kate Beagles, Sarah Dockrell.
So I know Kate and Sarah from school. Of course, we are all juniors, and I met them both freshman year, but we didn't like to come like this until like sophomore year. So I just kind of want to talk about like why I chose them specifically for this podcast, and they can kind of talk about themselves as well. But to kind of start off, I've always known them to be like very academic people, and I'm aware that they're taking a couple of AP classes, and they took some. Our school doesn't allow freshmen, so I guess they started taking them sophomore year. So I kind of wanted them to come here, and they also play sports, which you guys could talk about now if you want to.
Okay, I'll go first. So in freshman year, I did cross country, track, and winter track. And last year, I did golf. And then this year, I think I'm going to be doing soccer for the women's varsity team. But currently, I'm taking three AP classes. I'm taking AP Research, AP Lang, and A Push. So that's basically my whole covering.
So for me, so freshman year I did volleyball, and I did volleyball junior year as well. And this year I'm doing cross country, winter track, and spring track. And this year I'm taking four APs. I'm taking AP Research, AP US History, AP Environmental Science, and AP Language and Composition.
As far as my stats goes, I did basketball, girls varsity basketball freshman year, and girls varsity soccer freshman year. I also did girls varsity soccer sophomore year. I'm not taking any AP classes, so which is also why I kind of brought these girls to kind of talk about it, but I am taking honors classes. So they're not the same level of coursework, but I just wanted a wider opinion. I have a couple of questions for you guys, so we're just kind of get into that. So today we're going to be talking about all things back to school. We recently went back to school. I think we just finished off our first week of school. How was you guys' first official week of junior year?
Stressful.
A lot of work.
Dude, we had like four tests in the first week.
It was insane.
Absolutely unbearable.
I think there wasn't a single day this week or last week that I didn't have a test or a quiz.
So real. Like, I think we had one for like English and then history and then math, and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. And to not put such a negative view on it, I know junior year is probably one of the hardest academic years. So kind of to segue into that, how do you guys believe students can successfully start off the year? Like, what should they keep in their bag and things like that? Like, how do you think they should begin the year to kind of set it off on the right foot?
Well, I personally am a big like supporter of anything's like aesthetic because like if you get colored pens that you like or colored notebooks that you're interested or all that stuff, I feel like it kind of helps you romanticize the school experience more than it actually is, which kind of keeps you going and just more in tune with what's going on, especially on those first few days of school. If you're like our school and have a bunch of tests, you have to stay on top of everything and make sure that you're putting forward the work so you get those good grades to start the year.
Yeah, I would say mostly the same thing that Kate said. I know that most public schools in our area don't have like a lot of summer reading or like summer assignments, so they might not have all those tests. But besides that, I would say like getting really aesthetic stuff, except for like notebooks, I would say. I would just make your notebooks color-coded, very easy to organize. I would get a cute planner that's very efficient, and I write your notes down in a planner because you're not your notes. You're stuffed down in the planner because it just makes everything a lot more easier to remember. A lot more easy to remember. I'm sorry. And my other advice would be write your notes in notebooks and don't write them on your computer, because I know a lot of people do that now, but it's much more efficient to write them in your notebook, especially if they're color coded.
Exactly. I think, like, I don't know, like, for me personally, when I was in middle school, they always used to, like, implement the planner, and they'd be like, you have to use planner, it's going to be very helpful. And I kind of thought like, oh, well, it's just like a planner. I'm not going to use it. I have my phone. I have my notes. I have Google Calendar. Like, I would pick any situation I could have to not use my planner. But then this year, I bought a really cute navy blue one, and I felt like so productive putting it on my desk in the window. I was like, this is my planner. I'm so ready for the day. And I've noticed it helps, and I'm remembering what I have to do during the day. And a big thing that is very controversial is the color coordination of notebooks. What do you guys think each subject should be colored?
I'm very like, this is so true. Math is blue, okay? English, Sarah, English is red, history is yellow, and science is green. There is no way on earth that red is math. It's not possible. It's just not.
I am red is math, blue is English, yellow is history, and green is science. At least we can all agree. Like, if anyone says that green isn't science, then I don't know what's going
They're
on up
delusional. That's
there.
for the first time in forever, I heard somebody say that science was black, and I like thought about ending our friendship at that point. There was no way I could be with someone who thought science was anything but green. But with math, I feel like it has to be blue.
It's
My
just
A3
like, it's a cold subject. Like, you don't think of English as like cold, like blue. English is
Yes,
warm.
you do. No,
Like,
because
you're
English is like that, like refreshing, like glass of water, you know, like it's like that blue refreshingness versus math is like that ugly red color that no one likes.
I love red. Don't even. Such
Okay, well.
ridiculous color. I love how we all have blue and we're just kind of talking about like, blue is not math, blue is not. Blue is the best color in the world. We're kind of getting off topic. Let me see that. I take responsibility for that. You guys picked a lot of AP classes for your schedules. If you could, let's categorize it into years. What AP classes do you think freshmen should take, or like they should avoid because the workload, or like just kind of go through it? Juniors should take this. This is a really good AP class. Freshmen, you don't want too much work. This is a really good AP class. So I would like you guys to take it.
Yeah, I guess what I would say is the most important thing when it comes to picking out your AP classes is like, I know when me, Kate, and Amal were in. One second.
I'll answer the question. I got it. So for freshmen, I would only advise you taking an AP if you are going to take a study hall. Because I know a few freshmen this year at our school who took an AP and did not take a study hall. That is the worst decision ever. For freshmen, personally, I'd say take AP World because it's a content heavy class. And as a freshman, I'd only suggest you take one AP. And you might as well take one that's content heavy rather than taking that in later years when you're taking multiple APs and having all that heavy content with you. For sophomore, I think me and Sarah can both agree that seminar is a must. But the thing is, our school only allows us to take two APs. But I feel like if I was a sophomore, I would take three APs. If I could go back, I would take three. But seminar is definitely one, and I'd only took one in sophomore year, so Sarah would have to answer you on the next one. Junior year, I'd say 3 to 4, keep it strong. And then senior year, if you've gotten like majority of your credits, take and as many as you can, just because you'll have less classes, you'll have more time to study. So I'd suggest like 4 to 5.
Yeah, my oh, sorry.
No, I just said that's a good number. You can
Oh,
continue.
okay. I was just gonna say I would say very similar to Kate. I would say one to none freshman year. I know when me and Kate were freshmen and Amal too, when we were all freshmen, we weren't allowed to take APs, but now freshmen in our school are allowed to take AP Worlds. So that's our only option. So I agree with like the content heavy based class because you kind of get it out of the way and you're only taking one. But my biggest advice would be if you plan on not taking an AP freshman year, then don't take a study hall because that's going to be your easiest year and you want to like save those study halls for the rest of the year. I know sophomore year I took AP seminar and AP US government and politics. And I think AP seminar is definitely just such a helpful class because it one like prepares you for a lot of college like topics and you get to practice like writing research essays and doing a bunch of presentations and stuff. And it also, if you take AP seminar, that's a prerequisite for AP research, which will help you get a capstone diploma, which a lot of colleges look for. And so I would say slowly build it up because colleges like to see you add more APs or stay in the same number of APs. So if you take a P AP freshman year, the rest of your high school career, you want to take at least one AP every year. Because if they see you drop an AP, they know APs are college level classes. So if you go from one AP to zero, they're going to think, oh, well, she can't handle, or he can't, or they can't handle AP classes. And the same goes if you go from three to two or four to three, you know? So I would start just like slowly building up. So, like one freshman year, two sophomore year, three or four junior year, and then four or five senior year.
And that also kind of pertains to like the teachers you have, because I know I can't name names, but the teacher that we had freshman year for world history, also like I was in honors world history, and she now teaches world for AP classes. And I know that teacher's workload is a bit heavy in both classes. So if I wasn't really resonating with the workload, I wouldn't have wanted to take AP classes. So if you know your teachers and you know this teacher gives out more work or this teacher is more passionate about their jobs and you kind of feel more connected to their class, then go for that class. And if you don't feel good about it, transfer, like switch classes. You have opportunity. I know for our school, it's the first 2 weeks. And the kids who like optimize on that time, they end up having a very good year. So it's my little ad to that bit, even though you guys said such great information.
I would also add one more point of don't be afraid to ask upperclassmen because you're, sorry, my washing machine is going off the background. Don't be afraid to ask upperclassmen because they know the teachers better than you do. So if you had a really great AP government teacher like I did, then I would totally recommend it to all the freshmen and be like, hey, you should take AP government. Like everyone passed. She was really good at spacing everything out. You know, I would just don't be afraid to ask people for advice. Sorry, I just wanted to add that.
No, apologize. That was some great advice. Kate, do you have anything to add on to that?
No, I think Sarah covered it all. I think that was good. Thank you.
I love to see it. I love to see it. You guys kind of touched on the topic of grades, but I want to get a little bit into that. So, as far as APs and general courses, do you have any study methods that have been working for you or helped you manage your time when you need to study while being in all these extracurriculars?
I don't know if this is like a study method, but I feel like Quizlet is my best friend. So making, because it has flashcards, it has all this, not sponsored, just stating. But I feel like that, and you could always do that like just by yourself, like making flashcards for things. Personally, to remember more things, I write things down. So like if we're taking notes, I don't type notes. I write down notes because it's kind of like muscle memory, I guess. But that's probably my biggest thing. And then also just time management, which I didn't do today, but it will leave you so stressed if you don't. You really have to manage your time and make sure like you've got everything going. But yeah, that's really it for me.
Yeah, mine's pretty much the same thing. The only thing I would add is like with extracurriculars, I know I talked about how I do sports, but I also do a bunch of clubs and stuff of that manner, and I volunteer and I work. So mine would just be like any extra time you have, use that. So if you have like, if your sport starts 30 minutes after school ends, stay after school for those 30 minutes and work on your homework or work on studying. Or if you're at work and it's not busy and you're not doing anything, then pull out your phone and go on Quizlet or pull out a textbook and start working on that. So I know it's really difficult to manage time, and I didn't do that well freshman year. And I only started getting into doing like actually working on time management the end of sophomore year. But just any time you have, I would definitely take advantage of it.
Yeah, for sure. I know one thing that's kind of helped me is I've noticed it's already become more attached with like my phone. And I honestly did not have a phone before freshman year. So when you're starting off high school and you're building these habits, and I like got a new phone and got so connected with it to the point where I couldn't like do my homework without something in the background. I feel like if you're starting to notice these negative habits building up, it's very easy, not easy, but it's much easier to break that habit freshman year rather than trying to break it junior year right before you're going to be applying to colleges. And Sarah kind of talked about it too, the free time. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's my time for a break, but like that break turns from 5 minutes to 10 minutes. And I know I do a thing where it's like, it's 4:25 and I have a big test tomorrow, but it's 4:25, like let me wait till 4:30, and then 4:30 comes. Oh well, I guess I gotta wait till 4:35. Like it builds up over time, and if you kind of just be like 1, 2, 3, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna do it, and you do it, you start to build habits in your mind. That's not really a study technique, but that also applies to studying. Just pushing yourself to kind of get in the groove in the beginning, and in that same scope, it kind of helps avoid burnout. I need to like jump topics, but it does help. And that was a lot. I need to take a breather after that. I don't know what I was rambling on about. On video editors, you should edit that part out because it made no sense. I don't know.
No, I think that was good, Amal, because I
Okay.
literally couldn't do my work earlier today because my phone is right next to me, so.
I feel like your phone is one of the biggest contributors. Like my screen time freshman year was a good 7 hours. Like,
Mine's 9 hours.
oh,
But
mine's
that's
like
also because
four.
I listen to music. I listen to so much music throughout the day.
Yeah, me too.
So I know a big thing that might help during the school year, which is also another back to school tip, is if you have a problem, which you kind of talked about with phones, one thing my brother taught me is in your settings, you can go to like your display and you can change the color. So you know how when you open your phone, it's like very bright. I'm a color type of person, so I like my phone being very bright. Like this is a Da Vinci painting as my lock screen. If you go on your phone and you change the color scale to gray, your phone looks so boring and dull, and your TikToks look so boring and dull. And at a certain point, you're gonna be looking at it and be like, I don't want to be on this anymore. And you're actually gonna start doing work. I promise it works. So I know we didn't really talk about study methods and stuff like that much, but we did kind of talk about ways to get back on track. So if you need a tip, you should use that. It's a big tip.
Yeah.
Next topic. The pandemic. I know the pandemic affected Kate. You guys can't see it probably, but Kate just made the funniest face ever. The pandemic ending off the school year, has I think that has affected us because of the pandemic. I know seventh grade caught cut. Oh, I know our seventh grade year got cut short because of the pandemic. And seventh grade is also when your academic career starts to like pick up and stuff like that. How do you feel like the pandemic has affected your attention span, specifically in relation to like school and things like that?
I guess also me. I feel like me and Kate keep like looking at each other awkwardly, like who starts? But for how it like affected my high school experience or my attention span, my social life, etc., I would say the biggest thing is when the pandemic hit, for us juniors, it was the end of seventh grade and the majority of our eighth grade year. And our school offers some high school courses like Math 1 and Spanish 1 in your eighth grade year. And just like not really getting those courses and not really paying attention. And I know for me personally, when I was on Zoom calls, I'd be on FaceTime with a friend on my phone while I was on Zoom calls on my computer. And I wasn't really paying attention. I just mute and talk to my friend. And it was just to just like miss those like, what's the word? Those important, like for lack of better word, important like beginning to high school, like beginnings to high school. It just like very negatively affected kind of some of my transition into high school and made it much harder for me. Especially with the like you said earlier, the attention span, because I was just on FaceTime with my friend and not really paying attention. But I think going back in person, I know everyone's different, and I know the pandemic allowed a lot of people to be like, whoa, I work much better for online school. I'm going to continue doing this. But for me, it just did not work for me at all. So as soon as I got back in person, although it took a while, I eventually got back on track. And, I don't know how to describe it. It was a very hard transition, but it also was natural, and I didn't really need to force myself to like relearn everything, I guess.
Kate, I know you're a very big social person, so do you want to talk about the social aspect of how the pandemic is?
Well, during the pandemic, I basically had like two friends. So I think it was kind of like a wake-up call for me. And it made me, after the pandemic, when we went to high school, freshman year, we did have to wear masks, which doesn't seem like it would restrict you from making friends, but it kind of does because it feels very awkward. You know, it doesn't feel very inclusive. It feels like you're separated. But I felt like during the pandemic, obviously everyone experienced a lot of aloneness, feeling sad and missing people. But it was kind of like a wake-up call for me just to, you know what? I'm going to be social. I'm going to hang out with people. And that kind of happened in my sophomore year once I realized that like I want to be more out there. So for me personally, the pandemic actually helped my social life because it made me realize that that's what I needed. That's what I craved in a way. So.
Did it also kind of help you, whereas like you were less nervous in a way to sign up for clubs and things like that?
Absolutely. So after once sophomore year started and I told myself, hey, we're going to be social, I decided to run for Key Club Secretary, which was totally out of eighth grade Kate's like social like comfort zone in any kind of way. But that and just joining a bunch of clubs and campaigning for myself really just put me out there in some type of way. But yeah, I think it would help me in those kind of cases.
I'm the opposite. The pandemic ruined my social life because I fell into the 2020 e-girl emo rabbit hole, and I became very annoying when I entered freshman year. And the like two friends I had, I'm surprised they stuck by me with for so long. And that led half the school to find me annoying. So now half the school still thinks I act the way I did in freshman year. So we had different experiences.
Not the e-girl.
Well, it wasn't like the E. Well, it was like
It's indie. You were indie.
indie.
You're
Oh, my
all
bad.
you're
Yeah, I no, that's what I tried to be. I tried to be alt as I listened to my Penelope Scott and Mother Mother.
not mother,
Oh, and Lovejoy. Don't forget Lovejoy.
I hope you didn't see me spill my water because
I have no, but everyone listening to this, okay, especially people from school, I have had personal growth, okay? I don't act like that anymore.
Yes, I agree. I can attest to your character.
Thank you.
I always no, wanted to be.
People still hate me for the way I acted in 2020, and I'm.
Freshman year, I feel like everyone was annoying though. So
yeah, that's so
and
real.
One thing is, if you like Penelope Scott or Mother Mother or Lovejoy, no hate to you. I just did it because of the like trend and the indie-ness.
Yeah. Everything's like, you know, if as far as trend goes in like high school, which also talks about like going back to school, if you want to like dress how you want, you know, if you're comfortable dressing in the indie alt style and you're going back to school dress in the indie alt style, I feel like the line only the line is the dress code, you know.
No, I'm joking. No, I know that.
Yeah, exactly. You guys can't see that, but I agree with what Kate said. Anyways.
Wait, what did Kate say?
You know.
Yeah, on video, bro.
What? Do the. Oh.
Anyways, no names. Please edit that little bit out. Editors, I love you. Okay. Also, going back to school, you kind of brought up the whole people hate you now or think you're annoying now. If you're nervous about going back to school because you were like annoying in middle school, I feel like you might think people will remember that. They probably won't, I'll be honest. Like, I barely remember Sarah being annoying in freshman year, and Kate can attest to that.
I honestly never remembered that.
Exactly.
Until she talked to me about it, I never remembered it.
So if you're feeling nervous, it's probably you and you being in your head about it, which is okay. Everybody else is in their heads at the same time. Just don't let that hinder your abilities of joining clubs and doing things like that.
Yeah, and like, I know, I hate saying this because it's so cringy, but be yourself. If the way that I acted in 2020 is yourself, be that way. The only reason I'm hating on my 2020 self is because I only did that because it was like a trend and, you know, I wanted to fit in, but it made me just like, in my opinion, not me, which not me to me is annoying. So that's why I'm hating on my past self. But if you act that way and you're comfortable acting that way and you love acting that way, then don't let anyone else's like opinion drag you down.
You tell them.
Preach.
If you're going to a new school, I feel like I can kind of talk about this because I did go to a school, not going to drop the name, but it's a school where there's like a middle school that kind of feeds into it. And to be honest, I was so nervous walking in freshman year. I was like, everybody already knows each other. It's up for me. Whatever happens, happens. And we had masks on, like he talked about. So I felt like it was more of a physical barrier as well as a mental barrier. But one thing that really helped, and one thing that I think can help all freshmen who are coming in, even upperclassmen, is like clubs. I will always say every time, sports, clubs. If it weren't for all the, I was in like six clubs freshman year, which is not what you want to do. That's like a lot of, I regret that. And I'm only in three this year. So if you want to join clubs and if you know you can handle the workload, do that. Play sports, play basketball, play soccer, play hockey, whatever your team. I love how I said hockey, not football. That is such like a Canadian.
Yeah, no one in America plays hockey unless, well, like no schools in America play hockey. I don't think. Do they?
Only like those rich private school.
Oh. Like the schools that play rowing also play hockey, you know?
How do you play rowing? That is
or do rowing. I don't know what it's called.
I'm not hating. Also, for the just quickly on the going to a new school thing that Amal was talking about, basically, don't be nervous to go to like social events like football games, soccer games, prom, homecoming. Make sure if you want to get to know your peers and just make more friends, those are also, as well as clubs, really good things to go to because everyone's there. And it's not like you're gonna sit there by yourself the whole time, not talking to anyone, you know?
Yeah, and also like it's people with similar interests as you. Like if you enjoy going to social outings or doing those clubs or doing those sports, everyone else who's there also enjoys the same. Sorry, I have a pencil in my hand. Also enjoys the same things. So, yeah.
And that can be comforting to you. Like, if you're a big film person and there's a film club at your school, you get to meet all the film bros, like, if that's the people you want to hang out with. Film bros is not the correct term for that.
The homies.
Yeah, all the homies, like, you get to walk in, you know? And I think that is our last topic, social. We kind of covered that. So, we're going to swiftly move on to the conclusion. Plug your social medias, guys. Plug them.
Okay, mine is Sarah Dockrill, SarahDockrill on Instagram, and I think it's the same on TikTok. If it's not, it will probably come up.
My Instagram is at Kate Beagles, KateBeagles, and my TikTok, let me pull it up real quick. I'm pretty sure is Kate.BBZ. But wait, let me check.
Babies?
Kate. Oh, so it's Kate.BBZ. So it's KateE dot BBZ.
Not BBC, you might be confused because Kate is Twitter.
BBZ, last letter in the alphabet, Z.
Mine is same on TikTok and Instagram. It's Amal Diwali. It's AmAal underscore on Instagram, DULE. And now on TikTok, I think it's the same thing. Also, I know there's probably going to be people from our school listening to this episode, as nerve-wracking that is. So, student council.
Vote Sarah Dockrill for 11th grade representative.
And vote Kate Beagles for Stuco Vice President.
Yes, vote Amal for nothing. She's not running, but
We love her though.
yeah.
Vote Amal for hottest person in 11th grade. Or no,
Literally
hottest person, person,
in the
hottest
high
person,
school,
no, in the world.
in the world, universe, multiverse,
So smart.
Spider-Verse.
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 We need to have a conversation after this about you know
Miles Morales?
who. Miguel, actually. That
Take
was
her like collection of Miguel edits.
Moving on.
Cut that out, cut that out.
That will sadly be all for this week's episode. Thank you so much to our guests, Kate and Sarah, for joining me today on our first official episode of the Wednesday episodes, aka the best day of the week, hump day, you already know.
Yes.
Make sure you tune in 3 times every week, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. The other hosts are so chill. Like, I love them. They're so cool. And they have some really cool, interesting topics coming up. So please, please, please tune into them too. Follow Study Break on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to music to. I don't know if it's on YouTube. It's somewhere. Anywhere you listen to podcasts. And that'll be all for this episode.
Instagram.
Follow the Study Break Instagram at the Study Break podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And that'll be all for this week's episode. And bye. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much for
Bye,
having
guys.
us.
Thank you.